Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn Daf Mem of Masechet Pesachim. The topics we learn about include: the Daf begins with a list of things that a person should avoid doing because of concern that it will lead to chimutz, and records a machlokes between Abaye and Rava whether fruit juices cause chimutz. The Gemara goes on to discuss soaking grains on Pesach and whether it is recommended, permissible, or forbidden to do so. Rava then teaches how to deal with large amounts of grain that become wet shortly before Pesach. The Daf concludes with a Mishnah that lists more things to avoid because of the risk of chimutz. Some key terms and concepts we learned about in today's Daf include mei peiros einan machmitzen. Although water brings about chimutz, according to some amiram, fruit juices do not cause something to become chametz. Lasisa is the soaking of grain to purify it of any dirt, but it increases the rate at which it becomes chametz. Lech lech amrina nazira schar schar lekamali sikra. Literally means that we tell a nazir to go far away from a vineyard, but is used as a general expression to avoid coming close to any potential issur.